Representatives from some of the world's top oil-producing nations today lifted their 2016 production freeze, promising to bring down the global price of oil. Members of OPEC, or the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, agreed to an increase of about 600,000 barrels per day. That's less than 1% of the current global supply. So what does that mean for consumers and the global economy? Well, let's ask Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hello there, Mike.
Hi, Magna.
All right. So on paper, this is supposed to be an increase of around a million barrels a day. But analysts say in practice it'll be closer to 600,000. Why the difference?
Well, some members of OPEC actually are not able to increase production. Venezuela, for example, their economy and their oil industry is in such disarray that they won't really be able to boost production. And another one is Iran, that is under sanctions. So, you know, the goal would be a million barrel increase, but it'll probably end up being 600 or 700,000.
I see. So I guess the question that most people care about most immediately is, will it lead to lower gas prices at the pump?
Yeah, you know, anyone who took Economics 101 knows that bigger supply means lower prices. It's interesting today, you might not think that because oil actually jumped after the announcement. Crude oil is up almost 5% today. But that's because the market basically anticipated this, and oil prices came down significantly from their highs in May. And if you look at even further out in the futures for delivery at the end of the year, December, when these increases will really be, you know, in full force, that price has come down. It came down almost 10% or almost 11%, really, from its high in May. And now it's still down about 8%, even though it's back up today. So it definitely is some relief in prices from this deal, although you don't see it in today's action in the oil markets.
I see. Now, just how tight is the global crude oil supply? Because, I mean, this 600,000 to a million barrels per day, is that enough to make a big difference?
Well, its supplies have definitely tightened up significantly. It's, you know, we really went from a glut in oil just a few years ago to rather tight supplies now. That globally, oil inventories are at the lowest they've been in 3 years. So this is coming at the right time to sort of restock all those supplies.
Now, President Trump had called on OPEC to raise output, and it looks like he's going to get this. But how much did his pressure play a role in this?
Well, I don't think anyone in OPEC actually came out and admitted that they're sort of bowing to pressure from Trump. But there certainly has been a lot of speculation that it played a big role. Just as recently as late April, Saudi Arabia's energy minister had been signaling he wanted actually the production cuts to continue in order to boost prices higher. Saudi Arabia needs oil to be at about $88 a barrel to balance their budget. But then President Trump took to Twitter, as he does, and started targeting OPEC, and Saudi's energy minister basically did a U-turn.
Huh.
And that really increased the drama around all this. It opened him up for accusations from Iran and criticism that the Saudis were basically doing Trump's bidding.
Wow. Well, Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, happy Friday to you, and thanks as always.
You too. Thanks, Megha.